The Jackets beat visiting Nashville on Saturday night before a standing room only crowd of 19,000 fans, an increasingly rare sellout for a team that has made the playoffs only once since entering the league in the year 2000. But Columbus was eliminated from the playoff race when their expansion brethren, the Minnesota Wild, beat host Colorado later on Saturday night to earn the eighth and final postseason spot in the Western Conference. The Jackets started the night tied for eighth with Minnesota, but lost out on the postseason due to tiebreakers. Minnesota, which entered the league with the Jackets, makes its fourth postseason appearance. Columbus's win over Nashville completed a 19-5-5 run to end the lockout-shortened season, but that was not enough to overcome a 5-12-2 start to the season. Still, some of the Jackets players, who called themselves a team of destiny during their end-of-season run, say the future of the franchise is bright. Defenseman Jack Johnson, who scored Saturday night's game winner, says the culture of losing has changed.
Yeah, that's a great feeling. That's what any athlete wants in any sport, is to have a huge say in the outcome of how a team does. And we're changing the culture here quickly.
Jackets center Mark Letestu says the team surprised the entire league with the season they had.
Well, I think it's a small success. You know, I think we probably took a bigger step than I think we were given credit for at the start of the year. And there should be a lot of optimism and enthusiasm going into next season.
And Jackets head coach Todd Richards says the organization has laid the foundation for a stable future.
To me, the standards, have been set, and I still think we can go higher with our standards, from our players and how we need to play the game. But there's the bar is set, and we've, as John Davidson would say, some bricks have been laid as far as the foundation. And it is something to build off of.
Columbus ended its season with a record of 24-17-7. I'm Jim Letizia, WCBE News.